Okay, get ready, everybody. Susie, you ready?
Yep. Crossfade.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hopman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
Oh, that was tremendous.
Woo!
Let's go. What do you got?
Come
text
on.
Away. StylesFinancial.com talking text lines. 651-461-9226. Susan K. Jones. What do you got?
Well, I was just in northern Minnesota, so I have a few things.
I was also.
You were?
Saturday in Duluth.
I was in Two Harbors. We could have had a tryst.
Yeah. Maybe we did. We're not. We're
not
just acting
sharing.
Like we didn't know.
I was playing it off. I had the
been a lucky day for you. I'm kidding.
You dog. Listen, I love to consignment shop.
So I know
I'm
you
saying
do.
Consignment shopping in general is underrated.
Underrated. I know a lot of people feel the exact same way.
And if you have 47 seconds right now,
sure.
Our own.
Let's go.
Laura Oakes has done an in-depth piece on it, and
I like
here,
it.
Here's a bit.
Let's National go. Statistics show the secondhand market could reach $291 billion by the end of the decade. From clothes to former college lab supplies, it seems everybody is reusing these days. Todd Tanner manages the University of Minnesota's Zero Waste program and also oversees its huge warehouse.
The primary goal of this program is waste stream diversion. So we take all of this material that comes from all around campus, and we ask ourselves, what can we do with it alternatively to just throwing it away?
Shopping thrift continues to gain traction not only among Gen Z, but also among baby boomers, and the design world is even taking notice. Brands like Diane von Furstenberg and Burberry are active in the resale market. Even athleisure powerhouse Lululemon offers gift cards in return for their gently used athletic wear.
How about that? And you can see Laura's whole story at WCCORadio.com. She does these once a month, goes in-depth on something. So
yeah, you're
kind of
jealous
fun.
Of this because she gets Tuesday off. You
yes,
like
I'm
2 days off, but then you're not going to work.
No, I'm not going to do a story.
Yeah, she's actually doing a story. She just wanted to get the day off and stay off. Now, how does Lululemon, as an example, decide if it's gently used?
That's a good question.
Where's the line where you bring it back in?
And you're like, lady.
Yeah, I mean.
But maybe it's for the fabric and not the appearance.
Maybe. That's a tough call. I mean,
Target is doing it. Didn't Target have a little thing out now? They want your jeans.
Well, I've always thought the return policy is it's so beneficial to us. And again, I like how beneficial it is to us. But I mean, there's some people here again who just feel like, yeah, I bought this 18 years ago. I wore it like about, 75 times. I want to bring it in. I want to get my money back.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't fit me very well now.
Yeah.
It's because you've gained 50 pounds.
Exactly. But $291
billion. I know.
I've done it.
I was just going to ask you, have you consignment shopped?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not as much as people close to me, but I definitely have.
My friend Nancy Cashman, who I went up to visit.
Name dropper.
She's my first sponsor, and we had a grand time.
Yeah.
And I texted her last night when I got home that I went to one more consignment store, and she said, you are insane.
Okay. Now, Dave, this could be rippable here. Did you drive up there just to consignment shop?
No.
Because, you know, there's consignment shops here in the area.
I know. No. I went to see her because I haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah.
We played euchre. I'll tell you a little, what am I calling it? I think I'm going to call them overrated.
Yeah.
Even though it was fun, it was overrated. They had a 2020 art sale. So 20 different artists in Two Harbors set up their ware, and then you drove around to all the 20 places to see all the art.
So it was not up to your standard.
It was so expensive.
Oh, it's too expensive.
I mean,
I got it.
Coffee cup for $30.
What?
Yes.
What was on it?
Well, gold plated. No, it wasn't.
Was it one of those Trump watches?
No, it's just, you know, you go to some of those artsy fartsy places and they want $300 for a T-shirt.
Yeah, we could have bonded.
We
could have.
I was in Duluth yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, we came back.
Okay.
Quick one day, Northland. It was magnificent.
Wasn't the weather outstanding? And
perfect.
I'm going to say I enjoyed looking at the leaves.
Yeah.
Don't you hate that? I forgot.
No, here's what. People who drive 4 hours to see the leaves.
Okay. I don't think we did that.
You got to find out.
But they are beautiful.
Yeah. You know where they're also beautiful?
Right.
Out your window. Right, Dave? I mean, yeah. How about right here, Dave?
Those trees across the street, they're about to turn. They're looking
for sure.
They're striking oranges and reds. They can't wait.
Yeah, exactly.
So I enjoyed myself. Thank you. I hope you did too.
I did.
I would say my last thing is, I'm not sure how to rate it, but the Minnesota Vikings gave me a big old stomach ache. I mean, they came out smoking.
So second half, overrated.
Overrated.
First half,
underrated.
Maybe properly,
properly
rated. Maybe the way they're playing right now.
They're playing beautifully, but holy smokes.
Yeah, they cost me about 30 minutes on my bike ride. I mean, I was ready to go on that bike ride, and then the game. What a quick game, by the way.
It was quick, wasn't it?
No, it was not. It was, geez, would have finished by 3:35 or so.
It was very long.
Let's go. Okay. Dave, why don't you squeeze in one or two before the pause? So it's like a double sure. Dave
a
Harrigan.
Twofer. A twofer.
I will start with this one. Underrated, the improvements we've made in wedding food.
Oh.
Oh.
I feel like
Can we circle back to your Friday topic, too, with Susie on weddings?
Sure. Go right ahead.
Dave went to a Friday wedding.
Okay.
And I and who's the normal afternoon host?
John Williams.
John Williams. We were talking about this, and we both were ripping Friday weddings. Say, let's go. Saturday. It's cheap skating material. This guy's a believer in Friday weddings, including the fact he needs 2 days to get over his hangover.
No, not for me personally. But I think it's great that you can do the Friday evening wedding and everyone else, all your guests, you're not taking up half or all of their Saturday. They still get the whole weekend to go enjoy themselves.
All right.
Some people work.
I think it's less self-centered.
That's ridiculous. Okay. So you think wedding food has improved?
I think it's improved immensely. Weddings that I went to as my in my childhood. By the way, kids just aren't invited to weddings anymore. That's also tremendous. But, you know, the food was...
That is a good policy, by the way.
It is. Don't bring them.
Don't bring them. Get a babysitter.
Wedding food used to be all the same. It was blah, you know, nothing better than you get on an airplane. Now, we get tremendous salads. We had a tremendous, you know, bread dish that you could share around. And then you walk over for the main course to get the kind of buffet style. And they've got a guy cooking salmon fillets. He's working the pan.
Where were you? At the Minneapolis Club?
No, just over in St. Paul Randolph. It was tremendous. They had the prime rib, the mashed potatoes.
They threw down for that thing, didn't they?
My goodness, it was just tremendous.
Jeez.
And they're far from the first wedding that is really
cranked up. When did you turn
into
an elitist?
I know. Isn't he a snob?
I'm sorry. I enjoyed good food.
What's wrong with chicken and corn and mashed potatoes in a church basement?
There's nothing wrong with it. I just feel like
it's almost
do better.
Always terrible. Let's just be it's just almost.
How many weddings? Have you ever been to a wedding where you go downstairs and have chicken and
Never.
Mashed potatoes?
Oh, yeah.
Double figures.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I bravo for a little upgrade in the food because the food really helps
tremendously.
What else helps a wedding? 651-461-9226. You got overrated. You got what else helps a wedding? All that when we come back on the home of the I guess they're not playoff bound.
Oh, you.
The Minnesota Twins. Those are some of the worst singing voices I've ever heard. Clearly, I had to be listening to another station. This is WCC Radio. That was overrated and underrated, properly rated, award-winning music.
Yes.
This is all about Kris Kristofferson.
Ah.
Passed away at the age of 88.
It's a good run.
Can I just talk a little bit about Chris, then we'll get back to Dave here?
Please do. Underrated, I have to say.
100%. Helicopter pilot in Vietnam. Helicopter to meet up with Johnny Cash, landed in his yard. How about how iconic A Star Is Born was in the 70s?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
He was sweeping the floors at Columbia Music, hanging around Dylan and Johnny Cash and those guys. Outspoken about his battle with alcohol and substance. Relationship with Janis Joplin.
Yeah.
The Highwaymen. And massively respected by people who dealt with him. Distinctive look, distinctive voice. A unique, remarkable life. Bravo to Kris Kristofferson.
We'll thank him for all his good music.
Yeah, exactly. The opening song is overrated. Absolutely, positively not. It's absolutely brilliant.
Ah!
Shotgun Weddings.
Someone's taking a shot at our beautiful musical introduction?
Well, I think they were when they said terrible singing. And then they don't like the song, which is not. I mean, that's, again, listening to the wrong
song,
station.
Which song are they referring to, Chad?
Let's hear it again,
this
Dave.
One?
Yeah.
It's time for
just you, Susie. Come on.
Underrated, properly rated on the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226.
Come on, join the fun.
How many people were wondering, does Susie remember the phone numbers?
I had it.
Shotgun Weddings, underrated.
Oh.
Something that makes weddings better is short toasts and speeches. Yes, for sure.
That's true. And ceremony.
Yeah. Friendly bridesmaids. Yep, that makes it really smoking a hot wedding party really helps. Yes.
Another one of those.
A dessert bar. Yes.
Ooh.
Good DJ or band. Which one is, if they're both at their best, it's a band, right?
I think so.
Dave?
Good cover band.
If they're both at their best, but the DJ is a much more safe choice.
It is a safer choice.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, what else do you
How
have,
How about
sir?
Open bar?
Open bar for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This from an alcoholic, but yeah. I'm just saying my friends really
Listen,
appreciate
it. You love
that.
By the way, I'll give you another one. I had another Fresca the other day. Fresca is so underrated. It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's just great.
It's lovely.
Okay, it is. There we go. Lovely. It is a lovely.
Kind of tickles your nose.
Mm. What do you want to tickle me, you said?
Okay. I knew you would do that.
Yeah. Move past it, please.
All right, David, you're up next.
Yesterday, it was a trip to the Apple Orchard with the girls and another family.
Come on.
It's not my thing. It's fine. You know, the girls love it, so we go. It's whatever. We walk around.
What is it for adults? If just
some adults love it. There's some that would go every weekend if they could.
If you don't have kids and you're going there, just as adults, it might be ankle bracelet time. Honestly.
Perhaps. Maybe you just like paying $8 for an apple. I don't know.
You know where I get my apples? Grocery store.
Yeah.
But you love it.
The part of the experience that I have loved and will always love, the apple donut. The apple cider donut.
Apple donut is very good.
Preferably if you get them fresh and warm, they are a delight.
That's true. I just don't understand. And I did. Texture point out again. I had it done. I forgot. Rhodes Scholar for Chris Christopherson. Yeah, I mean, if you're an adult and you're just going there to pick apples, I just don't get it. And they are very, very expensive. Now, it's beautiful, but the kids and the rides and the apple cider, where are we with apple cider? Over, under, proper?
I had some very good apple cider up in Duluth
at
my friend Nancy Cashman's house.
Yeah.
He's,
is this Nancy show again? I mean, how many Nancy Cashman references have we had here?
You're going to have to pay for ad space.
Yeah, exactly. So are you a proper or a proper?
I'm going properly right. It's definitely not overrated.
Well, her husband, Pat, made some from scratch because they have an apple tree in their front yard. Yes.
Amazing how you could do that.
Warm or cool? Better way to go with the apple cider.
I had mine cold.
Yeah?
I prefer cold.
Depends on the temperature outside.
Incorrect answer. Warm is the better way to go.
Wrong.
You are wrong.
Elena G. Swellina.
Jack Jermon. Wrong.
Wrong. Hey, cue ball head.
See, Texter, hot apple cider is the best. Yes. Cold.
Fine.
Dime a dozen.
I like that we got a McLaughlin group reference right there.
Yes.
Speaking of warm, my last overrated
Eleanor
is
Cliff.
Patrick Cannon. People complaining about the lovely warm temperatures we had this weekend.
There was
parents at the soccer field Saturday. People overheard at the orchard. Yeah, I prefer when it's sweater weather when I'm picking apples.
Oh
no! Stop it. Be an adult and enjoy the warmth.
Until it's 120
You're
degrees.
You're so 100%. How about this, Dexter? Fresca is the journey of the soda world. Get out of here. Get out of here. Yeah. I would like to apologize to this September. I've said many times I think September gets overrated by some. This September, magnificent, except for one thing.
What?
Now we got these fire alerts.
Yes.
Right? So we could have used maybe three overnight weather. But listen, if you're down on 80 degrees, mm-mm. to quote Game of Thrones, winter is coming. Winter okay, you're going to get it. Okay, so just enjoy it.
Because in April, when we can't
April's
kick
garbage.
Winter.
April's garbage.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Gosh.
I saw another story, and Dave saw it too. I think this is like the third story suggesting that Republicans like hot girls more than Democrats, and I don't, I don't understand the theory. I don't get it. And two of the three stories have used Sydney Sweeney and her boobs as an example. I don't think she's on the record in any way saying she's pro-Trump. And
she doesn't have to be. The Trumpers are pro-Sydney.
Yeah, they've just decided as a Republican, apparently Republicans believe in big boobs more than Democrats, and where's the proof? You saw this. What is the basis of this, Harrigan? I don't get it.
Well, it might be all the fetching young gals that happened to find jobs in the Trump White House.
Yeah, there were a lot of attractive women
there was
in
a type.
The Trump White House.
There was
yes,
a type.
There was a type. And by the way, they're all against him now. Okay.
Hey, who did she play? What was she known for? Sweet.
Euphoria. Then she's in the Glenn Powell one. She's about to be in the Anna de Armas one.
Yeah.
She's very attractive. And
she's pretty good as an actress, too, would you say?
She's pretty good. She's really good in Euphoria. And she's not shy about hiding her great looks, right? But I'm just kind of amused by it. The SNL cold open, we alluded to it early, but it's worth a little more mention. It was phenomenal.
Yes.
It was just phenomenal. You knew what it was going to be. They're political enough that if this crazy summer happens, you're going to have it. James Austin Johnson as Trump is magnificent. Like, because it's not as over the top as some others. But God, he gets the subtlety so good. He gets the speech pattern.
They're eating the cat.
So good. It's oh my God. It's cry out loud. It's so good. You knew Maya was going to be there. And I think her voice inflection gets Kamala even more.
I think she does a very good job.
Right? Mm-hmm. Good. Gaffigan as the over-the-top Walls. Like, if you just saw Walls in 2021 and you see him now, you think it's a little
hopped up.
It's his twin, you know, like Saddam supposedly had those twins, Melania. This is the excitable Tim Walls, because he wasn't like the my heart and over the top, and Gaffigan nailed it. Andy Samberg as Doug Emhoff was, again,
when they did the bit where they put their foreheads
together. Yeah, so good.
Eskimo kisses.
And then again, Carvey just nailed it. That's the best Biden we've ever seen.
Oh, man.
Right? So yeah. to the regular cast members, and so Bowen was...
J.D.?
J.D.
He was a good J.D.?
He was great J.D. Yeah. Okay, and Bowen's by far the star of this run. Did the other ones say, hey, by the way, we're here all the time. Could one of us play Maya or Joe or I don't know. But I think Lauren says this worked. And so too bad.
Now, will they all do it? Do you think they'll stick around for the season and have fun and do different bits?
It depends where they all live, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
That's what I was joking about Larry David last hour when Larry was in L.A. And he was flying across the country to do Bernie. And I forget where Larry did the interview. And he's like, and Larry's a big time lefty. He goes, please, for the love of God, Bernie, lose. I'm not flying back and forth for this. Two last things. Luis Arraez. How about the fact that Luis Arraez, three straight batting titles, 3 years in a row. What's our guess how many times that's happened? I mean, Rodney did it. Gwynn did it.
Not many.
Four or five other guys, maybe?
Yeah.
Mm.
And then he did it for three different teams.
That's incredible.
That is incredible that he's pulled it off. And now my obsession with lemon drops. I bought lemon drops for the first time 2 weeks ago. I'm popping them like I need to see a lemon drop advisor. I am obsessed. And I'm sure I'm going to crack a tooth because I'm pounding these things like I'm addicted to lemon drops. Where do you stand on lemon drops, Harrigan?
I really don't enjoy the taste of Pledge.
Oh.
Pledge.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Lemon anything in me, except unless it's lemonade. No. Lemon.
Well, what a fraud. The main thing of lemon is lemonade. You go, lemon and meat except for lemonade. You know, I'd be like, you know, apples. I really don't care for apples except for apples themselves.
No, apple cider.
But, you know, there is something to that. We were talking about that this weekend. I like orange juice, but I don't like the texture of an orange. See? I don't like to eat an orange.
Do you like pulp?
She gets me.
Medium pulp, no pulp.
No pulp.
Oh, come on.
So
pulp? Low pulp.
Yeah. Low pulp.
A lot I go medium.
But I like pineapple, the taste, but I don't like to eat pineapple. The texture bugs me.
Thank you for reminding me of that.
Okay.
So we play golf, Northland. We're thinking about blowing out of there and coming right back, but we decided, let's get quick food. My guy, the owner of O'Donovan's, Dermot Cowley, one of my closest friends, he doesn't like pizza. We've ate together 500 times. Like, how about pizzas this time? And Sammy's Pizza is legendary.
Right, right.
Right? So he wants to get his own. Then Rick and I are going to get something. He gets a Hawaiian pizza. Puts pineapple on. And I said, case closed. That's why you don't like pizza.
Because it's
You're
nasty.
Putting this disgusting. First of all, pineapple on its own, phenomenal.
Yes.
Cooked on a pizza, they turn that down at Guantanamo.
I mean, in Hawaii, they say, why did you have to name this after us? That's not very kind.
Hawaii is embarrassed.
Shame.
Jeez. If you enjoy pineapple on your pizza, time out, okay?
Reflect.
Yeah, time out. Look in the mirror. Judge your soul. You're making some major mistake. Mm-hmm. You're the only person in the newsroom today, right?
I am.
You're getting it done. Hopefully a major news story did not happen in the last 25 minutes, or we just missed it here on News Talk 830 WCCO.